Welcome to Running Stories. My name is Paolo, and I am a passionate runner. Running marathons transformed my life many years ago. I have discovered that runners have amazing stories to tell. Those stories are healing stories and stories that help. Running Stories is a radio show broadcasting some of these stories and giving voice to runners from the Run Forever Running Club, which welcomes anyone learning to run, not just the wall of the marathoner, but walls of any kind. These people dream to run forever. So welcome to this new Running Stories episode. You're here with myself, Paolo Maccagno, and today I'm with Mark Hope, who is a chair of Run Forever, Stephanie Morrison from RGU University and also honorary member of Run Forever. And we have a special guest, who is Kyle Gregg. Welcome, Kyle. Kyle is a runner of a very high level, top athlete, Scottish national champion, and also we got to know him because of he is also manager of Athletics Trust Scotland, and so we wanted to thank Kyle because very recently we received some funding from them, and also for coming to the Santa 10K run that we have organized at the beginning of December in HMP Grampian Prison in Peterhead. So thank you very much to everyone. So hello to Mark, Stephanie, and Kyle. And before starting a little bit our conversation, I want to share with all of you how the way we started the Santa 10K run. So we were in the education department of the prison, and we listened to the poem of Mary Oliver, one of her more well-known poems, which is Wild Geese. So I wanted to share this, and then we can start a little bit our conversation around that.
You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese high in the clean blue air are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things.
So this was Mary Oliver, and as you can imagine, it was quite unusual to be in the process of starting to run a 10K and listening to a poem rather than some kind of motivational words which might want to make you compete and go very fast. And instead, the very first line is actually, you do not have to be good. So starting from this premise, I would ask all of you, and in particular, probably I would give the word to Kyle as a first speaker, to say a few words about how he met us as Run Forever, how he enjoyed probably being with us at the Santa 10K Run, and whatever he wants to share. So thank you again, Kyle.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. It's great to come on the show. And, you know, just from my perspective, I do a podcast called Tartan Running Shorts, and it's a bit funny being in the opposite side of the panel, you know, the interviewee rather than the interviewer. I think I'm a bit more nervous than I am usually when it comes
it's
to...
It's not an interview, Kai, don't worry.
That's true. As I said, you know, thanks for having me. It's been just a little bit about who I am. I've been running for over 30 years now, and during that time, you know, 30 years makes it, in terms of age, I would have started at 8 years old. And it was essentially the way I started running was the after school club at primary school. They encouraged me to take part in running. I took part, and you know, since then, never looked back. I think I've had about 3 to 6 months off complete running in one go, and that's it. It's for that. I just love the sport. The benefits it's had for me, not only from a high end level, from, you know, the achievements I've had, but just from a social perspective, the amount of people I've met through running, and also as a career. You know, I'm sitting with yourselves in a fundraising position for a charity that's supporting organizations like yourself, which for me is just the catalyst. You know, it's absolutely incredible to be helping. I tried to do a world record attempt on the treadmill during COVID, and, you know, when everyone's mental well-being wasn't great, mine wasn't great at the time. I wouldn't say I failed. I succeeded at raising lots of money for charity. And I also find a lot about myself, you know, running on a treadmill for 24 hours. You know, what, there's a lot to think about during that time, staring at a mirror, and you know, a mirror of me. So you know, that was quite incredible.
I'm immediately wondering then, what is your experience for the first time to have run inside the prison, comparing it with being in front of a mirror?
Do you know what? Like, I mean, I'm my previous kind of career, I was I was in the police. You know, hopefully this doesn't, you can edit this out, some of the inmates don't want to hear. But, I saw the other side, and, you know, I, you know, even from my own perspective, you know, I didn't come from a rich background. You know, I came from a council estate, and, you know, I saw some of the bad things and some of the good things. And I think for me, running's a way of escaping. And to see what I saw at the Grampian prison was just, you know, people of all, it doesn't matter who you are when you run. You know, you can line up at a start run, and it doesn't matter what background you come from. And that's what's so special about the sport. And that's how people can change. And that's how I changed, generally from running, meeting other people from all walks of life and finding out a lot about myself. And that's exactly what I saw at the prison. You know, I saw people who've, you know, not had a great start, perhaps. You know, they've done things they perhaps regret. Maybe they don't regret, but, you know, they're serving the time for it. And running, just seeing them before everyone, you know, was just itching to get out and do the run. And by the end of it, and, well, even during it, you could see the challenges that everyone was facing. Because, you know, you're right, you haven't got a huge amount of running. You know, how many laps? It was like 20 laps for a 10K. Yeah. And that's mind-numbing stuff.
Kind of.
So to see people achieving something that they've never done before was incredible. Some people have never done a 10K or a 5K. And for me, that's what it's about. You know, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. And hopefully that's had an effect on them. You know, in their well-being, from a mental, physical, or social well-being perspective, just the power of sport is incredible, and for me that's had a huge impact. For me, when I was a teenager, I had quite bad depression, and running was a form of escapism, and you know that helped me continue on.
But now you have actually add something else to your running. I mean, for having you're part of Athletics Trust Scotland, you're manager of that organization, so it's you're reinforcing what you are already continuously doing through your everyday run, I guess, but also you are more committed to a kind of social endeavor in a sense.
So Athletics Trust Scotland's it's a fairly new charity. It was established in early 2000. Unfortunately, COVID came, and you know it was a slow build to raise the profile and to support our beneficiaries, and it's only really last year is the year that we've supported organizations such as yourself, supporting disadvantaged communities, communities that want to share what our mission is, to transform lives through athletics and running. When Run Forever applied, it was just a perfect match. And, you know, the trustees, every single one of them was 100% on board with the decision to support Run Forever, not just financially, but, you know, as other things like just raising the profile of your organization and looking
thank
for
you very
similar...
much, because actually for saying that, because we appreciated, of course, that we you funded us, but also that you came directly with your presence to the prison has been really very important. So I think that also for Mark and Stephanie, who are here and who belong to Run Forever, this is what you're saying is really encouraging us a lot, because we founded Run Forever last year in March, and a very small group of people and of friends believing in certain things. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you start to receive the attention of an organization like yours, of course, it gives you so much strength. So thank you very much. I don't know. Well, I was wanted to ask maybe Mark and Stephanie if they wanted to add something to what Kyle is already saying. In relation in particular to what we are doing very recently with the Santa 10K, starting from the Santa 10K, maybe.
Okay, shall I start? Just to say again, thank you very much, Kyle. And just to repeat what Paolo said, I think it made a great difference to the guys to have you there running with them, because they see Paolo every week, they see me occasionally. But to have someone who's a serious runner, another serious runner, and someone who they recognize in Scotland as having a long and good track record, it makes a huge difference. And what you say really resonates, that when they're running, they've come from all sorts of diverse backgrounds with all sorts of difficulties and so on. But when they're running, they're runners, which is something Paolo always says at the outset, you know. Runners are, all other distinctions vanish, and you're just a group of people with a love of the same thing, which is running. And then you can physically do that, and it doesn't require lots of thinking and talking, which is how the rest of life kind of revolves. So, and I think that's one of the reasons it's so refreshing. And also within the prison, I think the other thing that there aren't that many opportunities for them to do things together. Most things are quite separate. And I think, I know nothing of being in prison, but I imagine it's quite an isolating process. Mm. So that social aspect is also quite important.
Yeah. Just on that note as well, you know, when it comes to supporting the community that we're supporting in the prison, you know, like, one of the things that Athletics Trust Scotland is doing in conjunction with partners like the governing body, Scottish Athletics, is looking at how well represented is running. Not very. You know, unfortunately, it's not represented well enough. Generally, it's white Scottish middle class, people that take part in the sport. Why is that? You know, what can we do? Why is there not anything in deprived areas, facilities, clubs, coaches? You know, how can we target those individuals and those communities? And so the kind of disabled people, there's a huge population of disabled people, 4 in 5 people who have a disability want to take part in running, yet only 1 in 5 can or do. So, you know, the three kind of areas are for us is to support people with disabilities, ethnically and culturally diverse communities, and people who are perhaps in poverty. And you know, those three kind of areas are the areas that we are trying to focus on and to try and increase representation in a sport which should have be fairly accessible. But unfortunately, it's not. And, you know, like yourselves, Run Forever, you're going into the prison and you're breaking down some of these barriers. And it's fantastic, you know, it's fantastic what you've achieved in the last year. You know, for such a small group of people to achieve quite a huge, significant impact is great. And you could see that straight away at the Santa Run. Short term, the feelings, the euphoric feelings they got, you could tell straight away. There was such a difference in from the when they started to when they finished. It was just proper elation from everyone, I think.
It was brilliant. So just one other thought. You reminded me towards the end of the run where some of the guys that haven't run much at all and think they can't possibly do 10K started the race thinking maybe I'll do 5. But then I think they all completed it. And those that finished early were running round, encouraging those that were struggling a wee bit towards the end. That was great to see.
Aye. And what I also loved about it, nobody gave up. You know, everyone completed it. And, you know, generally, when it comes to something you've never done before, there's a potential element of a percentage that are going to drop out. Absolutely no one did. And like you said, a few people supported everyone else, you know, and ran. There must have been about 8 or 10 of them, you know, running with the last guy, which I thought was great. You know, I just thought it was just something hugely special to be part
actually,
of.
Actually, I was also looking into another aspect of what we are talking about. So recently, in the last months, through the collaboration in particular with Stephanie, we are working on an experience connected to the running club, which is the Photo Voice, which is a kind of artistic way of trying to capture the value of what we are doing. And, and when we did the Santa 10K run, there was a guy taking photos, and I had a look at those photos. And if I look at them with an eye of not just looking at, you know, at who are the people running, but with a more kind of artistic point of view, I was really captured. I spent a lot of time of watching those people, but not just the people, the context where that running happened. So to see the gates open, because actually something that is important to acknowledge and also to thank H&P Grampian, because you know, we have been doing quite a good, interesting things. Also thanks to them, thanks to H&P Grampian, in particular to some officers that are really collaborating closely with us. So generally, you know, when I go on the Wednesday, we run inside of the football pitch.
Yeah.
And of course, we do many loops there. Yeah. But for the Santa 10K run, luckily, we've been able to open some doors, some gates. And the football pitch was, you know, opened, and we could run along the wall. So we could do a longer loop. That has been received, you know, it's a simple thing to say, you know, to people that generally don't live inside prisons, and of course to run, you know, free and do the length of runs that you want to do is a common thing. But if you're inside the prison, generally you run in a loop or you run on a treadmill. In that case, you could run and could open gates. So to see those gates in those photos open was really, you know, was kind of a very basic thing and interesting thing. So I wanted actually to open this also, Kyle, if you want to say something, but also to Stephanie, who is actually the one who proposed this experience of the Photo Voice, and you know, to know from her what is her perspective on this.
Hello, Kyle.
Hi,
Nice to meet
Stephanie.
you. Hi.
You too.
Well, I suppose I'm just listening to these conversations, and again, it just reminds you of how many lovely things have come out of the running, with the Run Forever project. I suppose the lovely bit that we captured was through the photographs then, that the men could have that to reflect back on. So in the moment when they're running, you can see that they're there for each other, and they're, as we said, encouraging people on. But the lovely aspect of the photographs as well was he could sit and look at them and reflect and talk to each other. So there was some lovely conversations emerged out of that. And I think it's certainly you see it tapping into many different other aspects of their talents and given, opportunity for to say things. And I was just listening again to the lovely poem, Paolo, as you read it, Mary Oliver's poem. And I was just thinking of the conversations that we've had as we've, sort of sat with our walked round, and the lines, tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. And that's the other lovely bit that we know happens in the running, is the happen chance conversations when you're maybe just taking a break or walking round. And that's been very important. So it's really been a lovely experience, and I think we know there's huge potential there. As we keep going with these opportunities to engage with yourself, Kyle, but really to provide opportunities for the runners to discover lots about themselves. So I'm just delighted to be part of this.
Absolutely. And just for what we know just about runners and of all abilities, backgrounds, shapes, sizes, we've got so many stories of people being transformed just by going out for a run. People who have lost 10, 15 stone to someone who's stopped themselves from killing themselves. Just as brutal as that sounds, it's the power of what athletics and running can do. And that's for me as a fundraiser and as a the lead for Athletics Trust Scotland. It's what I want to do. My mission is to help more people in Scotland and people like the Run Forever, within the Run Forever organization, the partners that work around and support that, so that they can get the best opportunities they can, because it can, we've got people who've been in gangs who are now ambassadors of ATS. It's which is great. So people's lives can be turned around by a simple sport, which is just to put your shoes on and get out and run. Nice and simple.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Kyle, and thank you for being here. I know that we are you're very busy, and we want to be very respectful of your time. So thank you, and thank you, Mark and Stephanie, for being here, and thank you everybody for listening to this new episode of Running Stories.